Hello, I'm Almir Koljic, UK coordinator for Refugee Week.
I'm Gerda Rees, the online and marketing officer for Refugee Week. Refugee Week is a UK-wide programme of events that celebrate the contribution of refugees and also create spaces where refugees and non-refugees living in the same community can come together and meet and learn a bit more about each other.
It began in 1998, where a few agencies working with refugees at the time came together to set up a platform for addressing what then was an extremely negative representation of refugees in various media. So it started in 1998. It was a small program of events that year. There were only about 30 events. And then throughout the time, it grew and grew. And so that last year, we had about 500 events across the UK. And we're expecting a similar number of events this year. Refugee Week this year is going to be between the 14th and 20th of June. The first event in London is going to be celebrating Sanctuary Festival on the 13th of June, which launches Refugee Week in London.
There's lots and lots of events that take place all across the UK, some of which range from, you know, huge music festivals like Celebrating Sanctuary to smaller community dinners or just, you know, tea swapping events. There are literally hundreds of events taking place. The best place to find out information about them is on the Refugee Week website, which is refugeeweek.org.uk. And on there you'll find an events calendar, which literally lists all of these small community events and also alongside, you know, the larger events. But again, they're mostly between, it's organised by refugee community organisations or by smaller voluntary organisations, and have the great idea of kind of introducing and welcoming those communities who are non-refugees, you know, into that kind of space and to meet each other. And whether it is just, you know, having a cup of tea or sharing a cultural dinner or, you know, a fashion display, these sort of grassroots smaller events go a really long way to kind of breaking down barriers in that way.
It's a partnership project, isn't it? Tell me a bit about the partners who support Refugee Week.
Well, as Amir said, it's been going now for 10 years, and the partnership has grown in that time. The partners currently include agencies as large as Amnesty International, you know, the British Red Cross, but also, you know, much smaller agencies such as the Student Action for Refugees and the City of Sanctuary Movement. What's nice about the partnership is that each agency has, in some way, a connection to refugees. They may also kind of work in the broader issue of just human rights in general. But what each agency brings is their own network of supporters, their own ways of promoting and their own ways of working.
Can I just add to that, that on the UK level, Refugee Week Partnership is supported by 11 agencies, some of which Gerdy has mentioned, but on more local or different regional levels, people and organizations, they have their own Refugee Week coordinating groups that often bring completely different organizations together and that come together basically to organize their own local and regional events. So if you look at the setup of Refugee Week across the country, you realize there's over 250 organizations involved in organizing events and coordinating some of those events. So it's a pretty big movement of a very diverse group of people and organizations.